Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. In 1926, a letter carrier from La Habra, California, planted a seedling in his front yard that would become the mother of the nation's most popular avocado, the Hass. Charles Hass, son of Rudolph Hass, explains that his father was trying to develop a new variety of the tropical fruit.
There was this one seedling, though, that he grafted three different times, and all three times the graft died. So he was going to get rid of the tree, but my older brothers and sisters talked him out of it because they liked the fruit. That seedling became the first Hass avocado tree.
At first, people were suspicious of the rubbery skin Hass, which is darker than its green brothers. But thanks to its durability and nutty taste, Hass avocados now make up more than 80% of all avocados grown in the U.S. The mother of all Hass avocado trees died last year at the age of 76, and the World Avocado Congress will decide next month in Spain what to do with the wood. Some of the descendants of Rudolph Hass have their own ideas.
My dad's nephew, my cousin, gets good avocado wood, and he uses them for the back of ukuleles, guitars, puzzles, jewelry, and he's chomping at the bit to get some.
And for this week, Hass the Living on Earth Almanac.